Now there lived in Capernaum a certain Jewish nobleman who was an officer in the king's service.
That is all the king's business for today, Your Honor.
Oh, a tiring day. Dismiss everyone. I want to, No. Come with me to my private chamber.
Yes, Your Honor.
Sit down, please.
Oh. Yes, Your Honor. His Honor is troubled.
Oh, no. No, more curious than troubled. Today out there, I heard various rumors about the Passover feast at Jerusalem. A constant undercurrent of joy over some man at Jerusalem named Jesus. The fragments of conversations I overheard were all good reports of the man. Do you know anything about him?
Yes, Your Honor. Jesus was the topic of almost every conversation.
Tell me about him, will you?
Well, of course, Your Honor. Well, in the first place, the man Jesus cleansed the temple of the merchants and the money changers.
Well, I, for one, will certainly admit that it needed cleansing. The greed and arrogance of the priests, as well as the merchants and money changers, is to be greatly lamented. But how did he, this man Jesus, go about getting rid of the long-tolerated corruption? He did it alone, I assume.
Oh, all alone, Your Honor. It must have been quite a scene. They say that Jesus came down the steps to the outer court. He stopped several steps from the bottom and merely looked slowly and indignantly around at the confusion. He seemed to look directly into the eye of everyone making the temple court a place of profit and dishonor. Suddenly, everyone was quiet. Every eye looked at Jesus, fear showing on the faces of those who had been cheating the poor and oppressed. In his hand, Jesus carried a scourge of cords, slowly descending the temple steps. He raised the scourge, and in a clear, commanding, powerful voice, ordered the fraudulent merchants and dealers to be gone.
Yeah, I should like to have witnessed that.
Jesus overturned the tables, coins falling and ringing sharply upon the marble floor, and officers, speculating priests, brokers, cattle traders, and money changers rushed from the place, and they were panic-stricken. Only the guilty ones fled, and the poor people and the oppressed, the lame and sick, remained in the court. Jesus looked at them in love and sympathy, and with tears in his eyes he said to them, "Fear not, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. For this cause came I into the world."
For this cause came I into the world?
Those were his very words, Your Honor.
I wonder... Yes, it could be. How's our son, dear?
The physicians are doing all they can, but they say there is no hope.
Perhaps there is. At the Passover in Jerusalem, a man named Jesus performed miracles. He declared himself to be the long-looked-for Messiah.
He performed miracles? What sort of miracles?
Well, in the temple, there were many blind, deaf, dumb, sick, lame people. All of them were healed by Jesus, healed of whatever disease they had. Now he's in Galilee in Cana. Jesus is, and Cana is not far from here.
You think he will heal our son?
If he is the Messiah, yes.
Evidently you're not sure that he is.
No, I don't know what to believe. I hope he is. I will know he is if he heals our son.
And if he doesn't?
He isn't the Messiah.
Your belief on Jesus being the Messiah is based, then, upon his granting your personal request to heal our son.
Yes and no. There is strong evidence that he is the Messiah. I can't ignore that, even if he does not heal our son. If I were to fasten my faith entirely upon his granting of my request, that would be selfish and greedy. But I must have some degree of faith through the evidence I already possess.
You'd better hurry and send for this Jesus, if he is to get here while our son still liveth.
I shall go and see Jesus myself, talk to him. A father's pleadings might awaken his sympathy, whereas a servant's might not.
It is, certainly is, my friend.
That man, he's plainly dressed. He's poor, dusty, worn with travel. Oh, I doubt he can be... He can be the one I'm looking for.
Don't let looks deceive you, my friend.
Yes, there is merit in what you say. Well, I've come this far. I may as well complete my errand. Here,
sir. Take it easy. There are others here, you know.
But I want to see Jesus. Talk to him.
They all do. I'm Peter, one of Jesus' disciples. May I help you?
Well, my son is sick unto death. Jesus can heal the sick, I'm told. That's why I wish to talk to him.
And I'm sure the master would wish to talk to you. Follow me. Master, this man is from Capernaum. He wishes to...
Sir, my son is sick. The physicians say he will die. I have come for your help. Will you come and see if you can heal him? Please, sir.
Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe that I am the Messiah.
You knew that I was determined to believe on you only if you granted my request and healed my son.
I knew.
My heart and thoughts are laid bare before thee. My motive in coming here was selfish, my faith vacillating. Sir, come down ere my child die.
Thy faith is rewarded. Go thy way, for thy son liveth.
It's almost dark, and he isn't home yet.
Oh, have patience, mistress. His honor will...
Patience! He's had time to get to Cana and back long before this.
Morning, and he still isn't here. Oh, something must have... Oh, there's someone comes. It looks like... Oh, it is he at last. What took you so long, Your Honor?
Oh, good morning. Well, I was in no hurry. The morning air, the sunshine, all nature praises God.
Thy son, Your Honor, is well. He's not going to die. He will live.
I know. At what hour did my son begin to get well?
Well, it was yesterday, at the seventh hour, that the fever left him.
Yes, the seventh hour. The exact time Jesus said, "Thy son liveth." How do you feel, son?
I feel just fine, Daddy. I don't hurt anymore at all.
I'm so glad, my son.
May I go play now, Daddy?
Of course. Run along. Just be careful. You've been sick, you know.
He was practically dead. And now look at him, alive and well.
Thanks to Jesus.
You believe now that he is the Messiah?
I know he is. He is the Christ, the Son of God. We're going to go and hear his teachings. All of us shall become his disciples. Jesus blessed our home when he healed our son. Yet a greater blessing than this he gave to us. He made us sharers in the wonderful gift of salvation.